Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Steeler linebacker Avery Williamson is with us. Avery, what the hell, man? I was ready to eat some pumpkin pie and watch you guys beat the Ravens tomorrow night. What the heck's going on here?
Man, I was ready to play, too. I was definitely really excited for Thursday night, man. Never played on Thanksgiving before, so.
Not even in, like, a turkey bowl game with your buddies? Nothing?
But not in front of a national crowd.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, I definitely was pretty bummed, man, when that news started going around. I was like, what? Couldn't believe it, you know. So, but it's just one of those things, you know, can't control. It's been a wild year. So,
yeah.
It's just trying to. And it sucks, but it's trying to, you know, protect the players and make sure it's not being passed around, you know, even more.
Avery, where were you when you found out? And just tell us, what was your first, initial gut reaction when you heard this news?
Well, we actually were in practice, and, you know, close to the end of practice. And one of the guys came over and was like, I was like, what's going on? He looked like he was upset. He was like, man, the game just got moved. I was like, what? You know, I couldn't believe it. You know, I had saw it on TV earlier when I was, like, getting ready for practice, you know, that they were, like, you know, talking, you know, should the game be canceled, you know, and, you know, just didn't think it would happen. But, yeah, man, just was really shocked when I saw that news.
Avery Williamson with us. Yeah.
Really shocked.
So you said, you know, you said this sucks, and I agree. Why do you guys feel so strongly? Because so many of your teammates have been very vocal about this. Good for them. You know, they're using their platform. They're using social media. Guys like you, interviews with us, are talking about this. What is the number one reason for you that you can tell, Avery, why so many of your Steelers teammates are disappointed and upset that the game's not going to get played tomorrow night?
I mean, everybody wants to play. I mean, it's a primetime game. You know, that's always fun, you know. I mean, I don't know how many guys have played on Thanksgiving, but, you know, I haven't. And I know I'm sure it's a handful of guys that haven't either. So, man, everybody's just excited about it. Rivalry game, you know, with the Ravens. It's going to be just everybody's amped up. You know, we've been locked in for the last couple of days. And, you know, then it gets moved to Sunday at 1. So, not even prime time. So.
Well, you got a lot of experience with Sunday at 1 from your Jets days, Avery, don't you?
Yeah, man. So, I mean, everybody's just pumped up about it. And, you know, they didn't get to have a bye week. So this is, you know, was going to be a little break for everybody.
Yeah, talk about that for a second, because you're a little bit different situation, although the Jets just had their bye week, so you didn't get a week off with them anyways.
Yeah, I didn't get a bye week either.
Right.
I didn't get a bye week either, man.
How much does the time you get off? You play a Thursday night game, you got a quick turnaround.
Yeah,
does the time you get after that, the extra time into the weekend, does that actually feel like a mini bye? Does it help?
Oh yeah, it helps a lot, man. I had a Thursday night game with the Jets already, you know, it was huge, man. Just to get that little, just a few days, you know, from Thursday night to Wednesday, man. That's huge, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, that take full advantage of it, man. So. You know, it's definitely tough, man. You know, guys want to get their bodies right. But it's unfortunate, man. We know it's just mm-hmm. this is the way the dice are rolled this week.
Yep.
Avery, what has Mike Tomlin, if anything, said to you guys about this? What's been his message since everybody found out?
He upset. You know, everybody's amped up, ready to go. But, you know, he just expects us to be ready, you know, and, you know, just don't want it to be a distraction. Just go about our business and just to make sure that we're ready to go, you know, get this W on Sunday.
Avery Williamson with us here on 93.7 The Fan. So does that mean that you go from having a game on Thursday night to just having to show up to work tomorrow? Like, what are you guys going to do with your next 2 days? You probably figured Friday would be a day off. So what do you do Thursday, Friday, and Saturday now, Avery? You just relax a little bit, or now you're back into the lab trying to get ready for Baltimore?
Well, we'll be back in the lab, I'm sure. I don't know. Actually, Coach, he was gracious enough to, you know, give us tomorrow off and spend time with the family.
Good.
And stuff. So, I'm not sure what's going to happen in that, you know, Friday. I'm sure we'll be in. We'll definitely be in. Just to go and prepare, do some more preparing. But, Friday and Saturday, I'm sure we'll be doing something, just trying to get our bodies, you know, right and just get ready to go on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Avery, I got a really important question that's not related to this game, all right? So, like,
uh-oh.
You're going to take yourself out of like football player mode, and you're just Avery
right.
Williamson, the man. And you yep. might have heard in the background my two idiot dogs barking when somebody rang the doorbell, and you know they went nuts.
Here we go.
I've got a little dog, and I've got a slightly bigger one. The little one's like
not even
15 pounds.
Oh yeah,
I know. I'm setting you. I'm buttoning you up here, so you've got time to actually get ready. I got a little baby, a 2-year-old son, so I used to have that front carrier for him where I'd strap him in and carry him around. And just as a joke, my wife and I put our little dog in that thing before we had the baby just for a laugh. And there I see a picture of you on your Instagram at a store doing some shopping, and you have a dog in a baby carrier.
Yes,
can you explain that to our audience here?
Actually, a dog carrier. It wasn't a baby carrier. It's a dog carrier.
All right, let's get.
But
okay.
All right, I didn't know those existed, but okay.
Yeah, Amazon, man. So look, I had to go to the store with my girl, so that was like a 2-hour dilemma right there. So didn't want to have to hold her shopping. I knew the buggy was gonna be full. We had to get a lot of stuff, and so I was just like, well, we'll get. I just put her in that and make it easy. But little did I know that I was going to get way more attention than I thought.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what we said. We speculated yesterday that you go out with a dog like that, not only are you a Steelers player, but now everyone's going to be like, oh, my God, that's the cutest dog in the world. But, what kind of dog is it?
Nobody even noticed. Nobody knew who I was. They just was looking at the dog. They was like, every old lady in the store was like, oh, my God.
I'm going to touch. Yeah, those dogs are by the
way,
old lady crowd.
Yeah, I'm like,
by
I
the
ain't
way,
doing
Avery,
no more.
you sound like a real Pittsburgher when you call it a buggy. I think you just won more fans here because
correct.
That's like an old Pittsburgher word. Like you
oh,
say
really?
Spigot
yeah.
instead of yeah, buggy is a huge one instead of shopping cart
yep.
here, man.
Yeah, I always say a buggy.
Avery, did you get a sense this week, and it was only a couple days, and it's not a full week, but did you get a sense, you're new to the Steelers still, you're still, you know, finding your way here, did you get a sense just this week of how big Steelers-Ravens is, how important this rivalry is to the Steelers?
Yeah, I mean, in the quick couple of days, man, I mean, I've already known, like, just from just being a football fan, you know, growing up, just watching it from when I was young, you know, just knowing that this is a big game and, you know, didn't think I would ever be a part of it. You know, it's been a rivalry that's been going on for a long time. But I can tell, you know, it's a big game, and you know, that's why I was so pumped now playing on Thanksgiving, man. But you know, unfortunately, it didn't happen. But hey, we still gonna have to strap them up and play.
Yep.
And, but it's definitely a game that you know we want to get, you know, taken care of, man, and be 2-0 against the Ravens, man. That's gonna be huge, man.
Yeah.
So we're amped up and ready to go, man. Ready to get try to get this victory.
Avery, when you look at Baltimore specifically, like there's been people in the media saying, hey, the numbers aren't what they used to be with Lamar Jackson. You guys, you know, the Steelers had success, obviously, against him. You guys were the first time with Spillane getting the pick six and turning him over. But then I hear Keith Butler saying, you know, we haven't figured this guy out. We don't know this. So when you look at Lamar Jackson, just what goes through your mind still about the player himself, even though he's not having the kind of season that he did when he won MVP last year?
Man, I still see him as a very dangerous player, man. He can hurt you with his arm, you know, or with his leg, man. So just because he's not having the season, you know, that he had last year, I'm definitely not taking him lightly, and I don't think anybody else is on the team. So, man, we're not taking any less preparation, you know.
Yeah.
So, he's a dangerous threat, man. And you know, the games that they've lost, they've been close. The Titans one was real close. So, it's not like they're getting blown out. But man, he's definitely still a great player, and we gotta respect him. But don't fear him. But mm-hmm. man, you gotta go out there and make sure that we are locked in to handling business.
Avery Williamson with us. All right, good answer. Now let's talk about more important things like Thanksgiving. So I'm going to give you different types of Thanksgiving potatoes, and I want Avery Williamson to say, ideally in a perfect world, what kind of potato he'd want most on Thanksgiving. All right, Avery?
All right.
Mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, baked potatoes, roasted potatoes, potatoes au gratin. What would you go with?
I'm going to go with sweet potatoes.
Really?
Oh, no.
Why?
Oh, no.
I like that answer.
I mean, I don't know, man. Sweet potatoes are good. Like, it's just, I don't know, man.
Do you go crazy with them? You put all kinds of stuff on them, or you want them plain with, like, what kind of preparation?
I like it with you put marshmallows on top.
Oh.
And then you might put some pecans, like a few pecans on top.
Okay.
That's
all right, good. So, like, that sounds like dessert. I'm not a sweet potato guy, but that sounds like dessert to me, which I could at least get down with.
It's both.
Best of both worlds, says Avery. Very good answer.
Man, the sweet potato one hurts me. All right, let's see if you can redeem yourself in my eyes. I'm not a sweet potato guy. I'm very against it in general. If you're talking about a kind of pie that you're having as like a true dessert, what pie is tops of the list here?
Are you asking me, or are you like going?
Yeah, I'm asking. I'm just open-ended. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to give you any types. I'm not going to put you in a box like Pony did there. I just want to know.
Man, I probably want to go with I'm going to go with pecan pie.
Back to pecan?
Pecan pie, yeah, man.
Okay.
That's like a good holiday pie. Yeah.
Are you more white meat or dark meat?
Dark meat.
Hmm. Okay. Dark.
Correct choice. Now you're starting to get on a roll here with me. That is, again, the correct choice.
Yeah, man. I love chicken thighs.
Is everything in gravy for Avery Williamson, or does he kind of pick and choose very closely, very selectively?
Nah, I'm not. I don't like the gravy on everything. I put it on, like, if I'm eating mashed potatoes, I'll put it on that.
Okay.
I might put a little bit on my turkey, but I'm not a big just smothered in gravy.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Pony, you're meeting another kindred spirit here. Are you a stuffing guy, yes or no?
Oh, yeah.
So 100%. Our producer, Craig Riley, his family has a very interesting tradition, Avery. They have ravioli on Thanksgiving, so they mix in a little Italian with their Thanksgiving dinner, which I've never done before, but it sounds incredible.
I never did that either.
So what is there anything unique? If I showed up at Avery Williamson's house for Thanksgiving, it's a Williamson family tradition. You make something that might not be on every dining room table in Pittsburgh for Thanksgiving. What is a dish that we might see? And for others that didn't know you, they might be like, oh, I didn't know that that served at your Thanksgiving. What would that be for you guys?
I'd probably say the only thing that would be different is I know my mom, she'll, like, with the gravy,
yep.
she'll mix in, like, egg, like, boiled egg, and she'll chop up some, like, chicken gizzards, like, in it.
Gizzards.
It's actually real good.
Okay.
So it's like a little, like, I don't know, man, it's good, man. It's different. I don't know what other people do, But
well, what is the egg thing? There's hard boiled eggs in there. You're telling me?
Yeah, it sounds like kind of like a just like a fancy sauce is what you're saying.
So just chop up the hard boiled egg. I don't think she doesn't put the yellow in it. She just puts the white.
Okay.
She just chops up the white part.
Gotcha.
Are you a guy who eats a ton of food on Thanksgiving? Or, because you're a pro athlete, do you have to kind of scale it back?
Nah, man. I'm eating, like, at least three meals after
Solid.
Breakfast.
Okay. Yeah. Here's the last one for you. We're going to leave you on this one, Avery. All right. When you think of Thanksgiving football, games played on Thanksgiving, who is the number one NFL player that pops immediately into your head?
I'd probably say Aaron Rodgers, because, you know, they always play. It's always usually them or Detroit playing, them and Detroit playing. So I guess first person I think of.
All right. Hey, Avery, now you got a little bit extra time to get ready. Good luck against the Ravens on Sunday, okay? And happy Thanksgiving.
Now I can pig out tomorrow.
Go for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And take more pictures of you and that dog.
All right, cool. I got you.
All right, there you go. Avery Williamson. Follow us on Twitter.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.